I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
'23 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, and as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. To give you an idea, I think a great illustration is an email that I received over the weekend, survive an active shooter email for HR training. And the training is scheduled for tomorrow. I think it's a virtual training scheduled for April 18th. I thought it was interesting. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but tomorrow is the anniversary of Paul Revere and William Dawes' ride from Charleston to Lexington. Warning, the regulars are coming. And so, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it seems an odd coincidence, especially with the times getting as crazy as they are. So, almost a 250-year anniversary. That was 1775. And so that's 248 years. And then, of course, the following day, the American Revolution officially touches off in Lexington with the shot heard around the world. And so, survive an active shooter training. Interesting stuff. I think that the best evidence of the times, you know, one of the best signs of the times is we had all those creepy books that were written that were turned into movies over the years and decades. You know, going back, who knows how far past the turn of the 20th century, you know, I think from Fabian Socialist, Edward Bellamy's Looking Backward, you know, coming forward to Huxley's Brave New World, Orwell's 1984, Animal Farm, and so on. And, you know, through the mid-20th century, the futurists like Bucky Fuller and, you know, the... cybernetic contingent. I mean, the Herman Kahns, the folks that thought this was a good idea. Stafford Beer was certainly among them, and he had his acolytes. And on forward through those novels in the kind of the latter half of the 20th century. A lot of that was counterculture stuff. You know, obviously somebody like Philip K. Dick gets in, rolled into that discussion. And, many others, obviously, again, much of which was a, part of the counterculture revolution. One of the things that we've talked about, Brian and Jenna bring up is sometimes a great notion. And Ken Kesey, speaking of the counterculture, CIA stuff. So, you know, through all of this, much has been written, you know, much was written about this time, basically. Many, many authors, many books turned into movies. And yet, what has been written about, say, 100 or more years from now, everything else is just kind of fantasy. There are many things that were written about this time, essentially, and many movies made. And back in the 80s and maybe even the 90s, when those books were being turned into movies, it seemed so far away. And now everything seems like now. And, you know, again, we have labels for the generations. The labels that have been ascribed are X, Y, and Z. Generations X, Y, and Z. I mean, that should, I think, really inform our discretion. Anyway, I want to talk about Meta, because I think that it is everything these days. I was revisiting Hayek's Road to Serfdom, and particularly Chapter 3, Individualism and Collectivism, and it's interesting how close we get to the concept, and yet how elusive it remains, this idea of meta, and specifically the question, who is in charge, who decides? I found a perfect example over the weekend. From the Jew and Greek YouTube channel. Let's see if we can cue this, actually. And this is, you know, this is maybe a legitimate question. It should be easy for us all to answer, I think. But, and we're not going to dig into the details, which, we probably should, to be fair. But we won't. We will. We're going to make some assumptions. So, but this is, I think, a perfect illustration. You know, the Acts chapter 2 versus communism question is also a perfect illustration. Who's in charge? Who decides? You know, because what's happening in Acts chapter 2 looks like from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. So, Chris, how is that different from communism? And the question, or the answer, is the question, who decides? Who's in charge? Who decides? It's the two-part question. So this comparison of Mike Winger and Joel Osteen saying what sounds like the same thing is a perfect illustration of this point. So give this a listen and we'll talk about this. Go ahead, please.
There's a responsibility for spiritual leaders to warn people about sin that may destroy them. And by Joel refusing to do this, I think he's actually abandoning an important responsibility as a spiritual leader. And he has an accountability before the Lord for this.
You know, when I talk about it, I talk about, you know, how we can become better, how we can overcome.
So he says that his approach to the subject of sin is to tell people that they can do better and overcome. Well, here's what Mike Winger said in a recent post on his YouTube community page. When we hear repent, we are also hearing your life can change. You can do better. So how is that different from what Joel Osteen said? Which, I really don't know what else to say.
Yeah, which is couched as a sort of rhetorical question, and the answer to the rhetorical question is the two-part question, who's in charge, who decides? Who decides who's making people better? Is this the Masonic idea of making good men better? We do that in our own strength, or is this the biblical notion that, yes, sin is real, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that there is none righteous, no, not one, and that we need divine intervention, quite literally? Is it that? And then based on that, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling? See, the devil's in the details, quite literally in this case, I would say. And so it's that question. On the face of it, this is exactly what I mean, though, when you know, we see two things that seem similar, if not identical. On the face of it, the language sounds, we could say, perhaps identical. That's interesting. And isn't it funny how, in some cases, the nuances, it seems to be obfuscated, sometimes intentionally, in order to attach foreign things to the assumption that people would naturally make. For the Christian, for example, they're going to assume what I just said is, you know, the meta context. They're going to assume in Joel Osteen's remarks, but I think if we dig in, his gospel, if you want to call it that, is much, it's a more Gnostic, theosophical, false gospel. And you know, we do these things in our own strength. In other words, we get right back to that Genesis 3 deception. Ye shall be as gods. It's always that. So is it little g gods, as the Kenneth Copelands and Kenneth Hagins say, that are doing it? Or is it that, you know, apart from God, I can do nothing? And apart from God, there is nothing good. And apart from God, there is no change. You don't hear Joel Osteen talking about this concept of sin and repentance, not directly. He seems to sidestep it, to try to work more in a Masonic direction, saying that, you know, we can make good men better. But how do you do that? You have to address the sin issue. If we're speaking in a Christian context, there's no getting around that. That is the primary issue. There is no passing go. There is no collecting $200, so to speak, without addressing that elephant in the room. But that gets sidestepped. And so that's the context. That's the context issue. That's the meta or context issue. Who's in charge? Who decides? There was another interesting thing. Spencer Smith tweeted a little snippet that he says will be in Third Adam 4. This is, I don't know, interesting. Maybe we can play this too, I guess, in this segment. So, this is a little exchange that I would call, well, let's just listen to it real quick. Can you play that one, please?
Humans have incredible imaginations, and as we develop civilization and technology and infrastructure, now we can do things that 1,000 years ago people would think were gods. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting to a position where we are superhuman, as Elon Musk has said, but it's people don't care about the knowledge or care about the power. They're not using it right. They're letting it enslave them. So more knowledge, more information, more power to learn and invent and envision. And the globalists are working as hard as they can to jam that and dumb that down and give us terrible visions, because they don't want us competing with the future. Yeah. They want to be able to control the development architecture.
Well, you are the accumulation of your thoughts. And what you find, your mind is going to look for, especially if you keep focusing on it. And I think this is why they're trying to dominate entertainment. They're trying to dominate the news with so much negativity, with so much bullcrap, with so much things that distract us from the true source of where we truly are and what we could achieve.
Exactly.
And they rather than doing something constructive, rather than building, growing, they destroy. Okay. And that's essentially what we see with the social media algorithms, with the boob tube programming, with all the movies, with all the TV series, with all the music. It's all destructive, even on a frequency level, when they change the frequency to music to specifically be more disharmonious to the human frequency and their residency that, of course, resonates with good energy.
Yeah, patently Gnostic, a discussion of chaos magic. But wait, some of it's, we can use our, you know, it's white magic versus black magic. No. It's all chaos magic. So this is a false dichotomy that's created. And, you know, the opposite of what's discussed, those are not opposites that are being discussed. It's the same, you know, it's the technique of infamy, inventing two lies, getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true. But they're both lies. It's deception. Speaking of the frequencies, that reminds me particularly of Gary Kaas, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. He gets into it in other places, but from last week, same kind of discussion. Chapter 1, Laying the Foundation for Omega Point. He opens with 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And so, from the opening of chapter 1, Gary Kaas writes, one can view our world and its history of the rise and fall of nations, its wars and conflicts, and its rising and ebbing of ideas and philosophies as a crazy quilt of happenstance, of unplanned, unrelated events. Or we can see in all of this a pattern, a slow moving forward of human history toward a goal, a climactic event, or as some refer to it, the Omega Point, some like Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. There are two basic views of human history and where mankind is headed. I would say, you know, not to, you know, spoiler alert, basically, you know, Genesis 11, the great unfinished work, is it. The culmination, you know, which is a sort of a reinvigoration or a revival of what happened in Genesis 6. And you can see all kinds of amazing technological advancements and things. Weird, I think, genetic mutations in Genesis 6. And, you know, there are other places that more esoteric things that I think speak of this. So two basic views, both are proclaiming their ideas about man, his purposes, or his purpose on earth, and his ultimate goal. Both approaches are gaining followers or believers, quote unquote, in never before imagined I guess we're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a I want to have control.
Let me just sort of wrap this up. From the opening of Gary Kaa's Demonic Roots of Globalism, Chapter 1, Laying the Foundation for Omega Point. So he says, both approaches are gaining followers or believers, quote-unquote, in numbers never before imagined, and each is diametrically opposed to the other. We seem to be living in a time of polarized choices, when gray areas are fading away and black and white are once again becoming more distinctive and clear, in a sense, perhaps. The time of sitting on the fence and taking life as it comes may not be an option for us in the future, as it has seemed to be in the past. And This was published back in 1995. So, going on 30 years. And I think those words have never been more true than they are today, obviously. I mean, one of the things that is so kind of horrifying and perhaps terrifying in a sense about what's happening today is that it seems there's no retreat. Ron DeSantis spoke at the Liberty University convocation. What was that? I think on Friday. And I think he spoke to this a little bit. I think that, you know, the refugees that have fled places like, I don't know, you know, I mean, I thought we could play an excerpt from that and say, oh, he's crazy. He's obviously, you know, he's one of those people that hates people, you know, the leftist politicians pursue leftist ideology, have seen crime skyrocket, taxpayers abuse, and medical authoritarianism, et cetera, imposed. And, you know, then play maybe a news clip from Chicago and the absurdities that have gone on there. And, you know, I saw news coverage of what happened in Chicago, and one young lady said apparently the parents are missing. It's a situation of bad parenting. And I, for years, have talked about a thing that could be like peopleofwalmart.com. I would call it spanktheparents.com. But in defense of parents, it's becoming increasingly difficult to parent because of the, you know, the crowding in of the state. And so you have all of these kids that are in the new camp, in the sort of Hitler youth camp, if you will. What are you? You know, your kids are already in the new camp. And that is sort of the horrifying reality. It's virtually impossible to parent these days because of the crowding in of the state. And this has happened by degrees, which is something that Gary Kaa addresses here in a minute. So changes that affect an entire society never happen overnight. Although it may seem that way to many people, especially those who take their information only from the local newspaper and television, over a period of many decades, the foundation has been laid one stone at a time for a deception in the minds of men that would engulf not only this nation, but the entire world. Again, this was published in 1995. Something of this magnitude could not be planned or orchestrated by one person or group of persons. But we are told in the Bible that there is a being capable of such an undertaking. His name is Lucifer. Many New Age occultists refer to him by that name, parenthetically, Kaa adds. He was a member of God's highest order of created beings, an angelic prince, and his name means light bearer. Isaiah 14:12-15 and Ezekiel 28:11-19 tell us much about his character and God's judgment upon him. When he was cast from the mountain of God, Ezekiel 28:16, he lost his high and holy position before the Ancient of Days. But he lost none of his incredible supernatural intelligence and power. It only became corrupted. His sin was in coveting God's place and desiring as a created being the worship that is due to the Creator, the Most High alone, Isaiah 14:13-14. When he was not able to deny God the worship given him in heaven, well, we'll finish that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me.
This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
States and cities that are governed by leftist politicians pursuing leftist ideology have seen crime skyrocket. They've seen their taxpayers abused. They've seen medical authoritarianism imposed, and they've seen core American principles discarded. The woke agenda has caused millions of Americans to leave these jurisdictions for greener pastures. This has been a great exodus of Americans. Florida has served as the most desired destination, a promised land of sanity in a world that has increasingly gone off its rocker. We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have elevated the importance of family and promoted a culture of life. We have respected our taxpayers, and we have rejected woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the corporations. We fight the woke in the schools. We never, ever surrender to the woke mob. We have made Florida the state where woke goes to die. States
and... Okay. All right. So here's the problem, though. You know, and so again, I mean, that was Liberty University on Friday. This is obviously controversial. It's interesting that what gets media coverage, you know, look at what has happened at Anheuser-Busch, for example, and the obvious economic hit. The numbers are not in favor of these crazy policies. You know, the folks who are obsessed with fetish and deviancy are not the moral majority, so to speak. And you know, obviously I use that terminology loosely, but the folks who represent fetish and deviancy are not in the majority, and that's what it is. There is a reason that when people see certain things, it's uncomfortable. And what is happening is people who don't realize, who haven't, you know, because we're not good at the telephone game, so to speak, I would say, people are being used and abused as political pawns. Don't, you know, not knowing that basically they're moving an agenda down the road, and the agenda is really in keeping with that letter from Pike to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, the most prophetic letter never written, allegedly, where Pike says, you know, speaking of World War III, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. You know, he speaks of three world wars. First two came to pass. We'd never heard of such a thing. Now we've had two. Now we're entrenched in the third, even though most of us don't realize it. Because it's not entirely kinetic. It's OOTW. It's operations other than war. It's low intensity conflict. It's psychological. It's economic. It's social. And it's very spiritual in nature. And that's the thing I think most people don't realize. There's a spiritual, you know, call it religion leading culture leading politics, if you want, but there is a religious element, shall we say, leading the cultural, leading the politics, and there is a, you know, beyond the veil of what is seen, there's a spiritual element that's leading that. Again, if you think of something flying in the air, pulling something behind, it's that kind of, you know, what we're actually seeing is there's a sort of delay in what is leading this. And so the bigger issue is in, you know, this so-called contest, most people don't realize that there is very little, if any, opposition. It's just different flavors of Kool-Aid that we are observing. So I mentioned chaos magic at the outset. The two folks that you heard in the one clip that we played, if you've been around for a while, you know who they are. Go look at the Wikipedia entry for chaos magic if you want a good idea of kind of what I'm trying to, you know, the point that I'm trying to make with this. The section under the Wikipedia entry for chaos magic titled Beliefs, Core Concepts and Practices is particularly informative. Belief as a tool. You heard one of those guys mention imagination. And people are being conscripted in ways they do not realize. And the perception is that, you know, I'm fighting a thing when actually you're becoming a part of it. It's just different flavors of Kool-Aid, the same Kool-Aid. I'll give you an example of what I mean. So from the Wikipedia entry, Chaos Magic Wikipedia entry, the section titled Beliefs, Core Concepts, and Practices. Belief as a tool. The central defining tenet of chaos magic is arguably the idea that belief is a tool for achieving effects. This is an alchemical concept. How can we transmogrify mankind? Literally transform mankind into something of a, you know, mass homunculus, basically. In chaos magic, complex symbol systems like Kabbalah, the Enochian system, astrology, or the I Ching are treated as maps or symbolic and linguistic constructs, quote unquote. But, you know, what happens when we fail to acknowledge that the map does not necessarily represent the territory? It's not the territory. Symbolic and linguistic constructs that can be manipulated to achieve certain ends but that have no absolute or objective truth value in themselves. Have we been steeped in relativism for decades? It really went kind of off the charts around the time that Gary Kopp published this book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, back in 1995. But it was happening before that, obviously, and certainly in the universities. It was one of the, you know, the long march had already been going on through the universities. Religious scholar Hugh Urban notes that chaos magic's, quote, rejection of all fixed models of reality, end quote, reflects one of its central tenets. Quote, nothing is true, everything is permitted. This is what we're seeing. This is the destruction of the ideal, so to speak. You know, I mentioned in Jordan Peterson's recent interview with Vivek Ramaswamy that Peterson brought up the issue of the ideal, Jean Piaget's concept of the ideal, and that is what is being destroyed. And so each successive group that is used in sort of Marxist Bolshevik fashion to cow the other groups is then in turn vilified. This is not a new strategy. This is the same concept, same operative concept that was used particularly with the Wahhabi Salafi contingent to balkanize the Ottoman Empire, which is where the term balkanization comes from. How do you take a small group, a small minority, and basically cow the majority incrementally by degrees until ultimately you've annihilated and burned down all fixed models of reality, as the chaos magicians would say. Nothing is true, everything is permitted. And then, of course, if you do that, what happens if nothing is true and everything is permitted? Chicago is what happens. A bunch of psychotic children running around. It is, you know, the kind of reactionary mass psychosis and mass formation that Matthias de Smet talked about. But what is the result of that? Benjamin Franklin, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Does this generation need a master? If that's what you want to do, how convenient. So continuing, both Urban and religious scholar Bernd Christian Otto trace this position to the influence of postmodernism and on contemporary occultism. Another influence comes from Spare, Austin Osman Spare, that is, who believed that belief itself was a form of psychic energy. This gets to the point about the imagination stuff. You look into chaos magic, imagination, belief, and the hijacking of it and the conscripting of it is essential to all of this. Can we hypnotize you into believing a thing? And then what is the result of that? You know, it's kind of the chaos magic equivalent of who controls the present controls the past, who controls the past controls the future kind of thing. You can shape the future in reality by doing this. Scenario planning is a form of chaos magic, for example. So another influence comes from Spare, who believed that belief itself was a form of psychic energy, quote-unquote, that became locked up in rigid belief structures. So if you want to release and unleash that psychic energy that could be released by breaking down those structures, this free belief could then be directed toward new aims. Otto has argued that chaos magic, quote, filed away the whole issue of truth, thus liberating and instrumentalizing individual belief as a mere tool of ritual practice, end quote. Next section, there are three subsections under beliefs, core concepts, and practices on the Chaos Magic Wikipedia entry. That was the belief as a tool section. This is magic, magical paradigm shifting. Peter J. Carroll suggested assigning different worldviews to the sides of a die and then inhabiting a particular random paradigm for a set length of time, a week, a month, a year, etc. Think about news coverage, for example, depending on which number is rolled. For example, one might be paganism, two might be monotheism, three might be atheism, and so on. And I would argue that, again, those are just different flavors of the same Kool-Aid in the context that's But monotheism, right, all monotheism is not created equal. So I would argue in this context, those are all flavors of the same Kool-Aid. Phil Hine has stated that the primary task here is to thoroughly decondition the aspiring magician from the mesh of beliefs, attitudes, and fictions about self, society, and the world that is his or her ego associates with. Quote, our ego is a fiction of stable selfhood which maintains itself by perpetuating the distinctions of what I am, what I am not, what I like, what I don't like, beliefs about one's politics, religion, gender, preference, degree of free will, race, subculture, etc. all help maintain a stable sense of self. So if you want to break that down, obviously start chipping away at those central tenets, or the fixed models of reality. And where does that happen as much and as well or better than anywhere else in society but the universities? You know, it starts in the more formative years perhaps, but then continues on. And you know, you could probably make a case very easily that those university years are even more formative. And then this goes along with it. The third section under beliefs, core concepts, and practices of the Chaos Magic Wikipedia entry is titled Cut-Up Technique. Mentioned this recently. The cut-up technique is an aleatory literary technique in which a written text is cut up and rearranged, often at random or seemingly anyway, to create a new text. The technique can also be applied to other media, film, photography, audio recordings, etc. Have we seen this used particularly like in, you know, the Marvel, DC kinds of things? At the intro of the film, there's a hypnotic flipping cut-up sequence in most of those. I wonder why that is, rhetorically speaking. It was pioneered by Brian Gissen and William S. Burroughs, who practiced chaos magic and was inducted into the Illuminates of Thanateros in the early 90s, was adamant that the technique had a magical function, stating, quote, the cut-ups are not for artistic purposes, end quote. Burroughs used his cut-ups for, quote, political warfare, scientific research, personal therapy, magic divination, and conjuration. The essential idea being that the cut-ups allowed the user to, quote, break down the barriers that surround consciousness, end quote. Burroughs stated, I would say that my most interesting experience with the earlier techniques was the realization that when you make cut-ups, you do not get simply random juxtapositions of words, that they do mean something, and often that these meanings refer to some future event. I've made many cut-ups and then later recognized that the cut-up referred to something that I read later in a newspaper or a book or something that happened. Perhaps events are pre-written and pre-recorded, and when you cut words and lines, the future leaks out. So that gives you a kind of an idea of the forces at work, shall we say, in what surrounds us. And most people do not realize that, how deep and dark the forces are that are at work. Seemingly benign, because we call it cultural Marxism, it's headed toward cultural Bolshevism, and it's headed there quickly. And there is no turning back, stopping on a dime and turning back quickly. And maybe, but unlikely. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define.
Welcome back.
Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So it sounds contradictory. What are you saying, Chris? It can't happen. It can't happen quickly. You know, I thought you said something about Jonah's gospel. Yes, Jonah's gospel is possible. Things can change in a moment. But that would require something dramatic. It would require an acknowledgement that, you know, the flavors of Kool-Aid are really, I think they center, we could say, safely around Genesis chapter 3. The same old deception, ye shall be as gods. It's always that. Do we have time? Can we squeeze in a little bit? So Naomi Wolf said it best. Let me see. Now, barely have time. Can we play that, please?
Way people were just lost in delusion, all in one delusion. The media all told one lie. Doctors who were healers one minute were death dealers the next minute. Something absolutely metaphysical about it that went beyond human history. So I do believe I've concluded, I don't have answers, but I've concluded that we're in a time, like really a biblical moment, where humanity is being asked to choose, basically. And I mean, this is very subjective, but I kind of believe that God is going, okay, this is how bad humans can be if you lose touch with me. You know, it's this bad. So I don't really know the answer to that except to say out loud, which I never used to do, that I believe that. And, you know, and I guess, you know, I read the Bible a lot these days and I read the Old Testament a lot. And I keep turning to, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So I believe that. So God willing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
If Naomi Wolf is saying that, that should tell you something, I think. If Naomi Wolf is quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14, that was the talk, you know, we played part of that last week. What's in the Pfizer documents, her lecture at the CCA 4 at Hillsdale College, Big Pharma, March 5 through 8, 2023. You got to go there to get the full speeches. There are excerpts of them on YouTube, but they're not the full speeches. Anyway, interesting stuff. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.